Morning, everyone. So I've not mentioned this previously, but this week's parsha is not one parsha. It's actually a double parsha for those of us outside of Eretz Israel. It's parshat Matot and Maaseh. And within our Divrei Torah, we have not even scratched the surface of Matos, and we still have a whole other parsha of Maaseh, which makes it very complicated. Those in Israel only have the parsha of Maaseh, and now we're going to finally be caught up the parsha that we read in America or outside of Israel and in the lands of Israel. But here is a fast for our Torah on Matos, and maybe tomorrow we can just do Maaseh. So at the end of Parshat Matos, we come to a very interesting situation where the Jewish people have finished fighting the war against Midian, a lot to talk about that, but we're not going to do that right now. And the Jewish people are right outside of Eretz Israel, right outside the bank of the Jordan. And Moshe is approached by the tribes of Reuven and Gad. And they say, listen, this land is very fertile here where we are on this side of the Jordan. And we would like to stay here with our herds. And Moshe gets very angry at them. And Moshe says to them, first of all, you know, that's what your ancestors did, the previous generation. They also did not want to enter Eretz Israel. They also did not want to cross the Jordan. And look where we are now. And God said, forget it, that whole generation is going to die out because they didn't want to enter Eretz Israel. And the whole entry into Eretz Israel was delayed by 38 years. And now you're saying the same thing. And secondly, he says, really? Like all of your brothers, all of the other tribes are going to fight the war of Kibush, the war of conquest in Eretz Israel. And they're going to put themselves at risk to die at war. And you're going to sit here tranquilly in this fertile area of the land. Like, really? That's okay. And Moshe's angry. And perhaps what we can really read into that as well is that Moshe's saying, really? Most fervent dream is to go into Eretz Israel, to go to the land where I've led the Jewish people all of these years, and I can't go in. And yet you have the opportunity to cross the Jordan, and you're saying, no, we would rather stay here in this fertile land. And really, you're thinking more about your money than you're thinking about anything else. That yes, you have a lot of fertile land to have your crops and your sheep and whatever, but you don't want to go into Eretz Israel, the holy land that Hashem has given us. And you really sense not just Moshe's anger, but really, like, really? Really? Like, just so angry and upset. And basically, although he is angry at them, they say to him, listen, they strike a deal, Moshe and Reuven and Gad, and they say, he says to them, you'll have to fight in the wars. And they say, okay, fine, we'll leave our families and our flock here on this side of the Jordan. We'll cross over the Jordan, and we will fight all the wars with the Jewish people, and then we will come back. And that is the deal that is struck. And Moshe, in fact, adds Manasseh, half the tribe of Manasseh, will stay with Reuven and God's families later on that side of the Jordan. And the other side of Manasseh will live with the rest of the Jewish people inside of Eretz Israel. And there's a lot of powerful lessons that we learn here. First of all, Reb Soloveitchik adds on that the reason that Moshe adds on Manasseh and splits them in half is a way to unify the Jewish people. Because if one tribe is split in half, for sure they'll want to see each other on different ends of the Jordan. You can't split a family in half, right? My sister's moving to Israel. God willing, of course we'll see her. She's my sister. It's going to bring our family to Israel that much faster because we all want to be together, right? You can't split a family to that degree. And therefore he splits Manasseh to say, this will keep the entire Jewish people united because the two will have to visit each other on either sides of the Jordan. But I think we also see something very important in what Moshe is deciding to do as a leader and as a parent as well. And that is that sometimes our children don't receive the love and the values that we have, and they don't end up doing exactly what we wish we would. We feel like we spent years communicating love to them and communicating values that we hope they're going to follow through, and it just doesn't always happen. In fact, children always have to be a little bit different from their parents, whether they're going to the left of them or whether they're going to the right from them. And as parents, it's our job to expect that our children are going to want to be a little bit different from us. And although we are often normally disappointed by the fact that they don't 100% take our values, at the same time, we have to accept them. But I think what we're seeing from what Moshe is saying is that we can't just take, you know, give up on our values. There has to be somewhat of a compromise. And so therefore, Moshe says to them, he's not going to fight them. He is so disappointed that they don't have that love of Eretz Israel that he has, that he's not been able to communicate that to them, that they don't want to go into Eretz Israel like he does. He's so disappointed. But what he realizes is, if he's going to push them for this, it's not going to have a good result. And therefore, he gives in to them, but he also makes a condition. You have to fight with the Jewish people. And as parents, I think that tells us, don't just give in when your children want to be different. Set a bar, meaning it's not going to be what I want. I understand it's not going to be what I want it to be. I understand you're going to be different, but ask for them to do a little bit more. Come with that compromise. And when children realize that we respect who they are, we respect what their decisions are, we respect that they want us to be a little bit different, but at the same time, we do hold them to a standard. Hopefully, we can keep that relationship intact and raise our children with the values that we want them to have, at the same time understanding that they should have the independence that they need to forge who they are. I hope that message is clear. Wishing everyone a great day.